April 2014. Remember that we are being recorded, so please no bad language. Any apologies?
Chair, apologies from Councillor Beattie, Councillor Bennett, Councillor Devinck and Councillor Imrie.
Order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda.
Any declarations of interest? Which brings us on to item four, which is the minutes of last meeting for approval. Item five, decision notice. Just for noting, item A, 243 Eskill Pennycook, item B, 62 Hadfast Road, Cowsland. Which then brings on to item six, which is notice of review request considered for the first time, and a report by Peter.
Thank you, Chairman. The report relates to a review submitted regarding a condition attached to a grant of planning permission for the conversion and alteration of a former mill building to form a two-bedroom dwelling at Carrington Mill, Carrington. The application was granted planning permission on the 6th of December 2013, subject to a condition requiring the proposed glazed roof in the southeast corner of the building being completed in pan tiles to match the rest of the roof. The applicant has submitted a notice of review requesting planning permission is granted without this condition, thereby allowing a section of the roof to be glazed. The building is a Category C listed building, and a separate appeal against the same condition on the listed building consent is currently with the Scottish Government reporter pending determination. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. A local review carried out a site visit yesterday on the 28th of April. The review is to proceed by written submissions, and following today's meeting, a decision will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Recommendations are paragraph six, but is anybody minded to say anything?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, when you read the papers and you go through the planning policy, you can clearly see where the planning officer came up with his recommendation, because there is an area there that you're looking at and in policy and putting the glass all the way up into the roof, and you can sort of say, well, does that comply with policy in realistic terms? It probably doesn't, and you would be looking to use the same tiles and facility across the whole the whole area. So in planning terms, on guidance to officers, I think that it's a reasonable assumption for the officer to have came to. However, there are also the accumulating facts that are there that I think the officer should take into consideration. That'll be about the weight that he's given to these other issues. I have to say, for my half, having looked at it, when you see the drawing, when you actually go and you actually see the building itself and you can see the area surrounding it, you can actually see where perhaps on reflection that having that small area in there with windows is glassed in it would be no bad thing. In fact, it might actually lend itself more to the design when you see the surroundings. I think there's enough weight there to be given to be saying on this occasion, and keeping in mind listed building consent's also been applied for, so that has to be achieved as well, and I think that's the Scottish Government that do that. I would say on this occasion, I think that there is enough weight that allowing this appeal wouldn't be too upsetting to anybody. I think it's just the rigid rules that we work under. So I would actually say, having visited the site, that we should grant this appeal.
Go on, Bob.
Thanks, Chair. I'd just like to concur with Councillor Milligan. Having looked at the site, there's a lot of trees around. The extra light will be very beneficial for the building, and I would be happy to second that.
Yes, say anything? So nobody's speaking against. So the recommendations, apart from the roof tiles, is in the decision. review body.
So that's planning permission granted without the restrictive condition which allows the glazing in the roof. Yep.